Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
What's up? Yeah, 627, let's do it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So guess what? If you're thirsty, you're not going to be thirsty because of Bud Distributing. It's that simple. It's that simple.
Yeah. If you're thirsty, drink your Bud Light.
Yeah.
For cripe's sake.
For cripe's sake.
Let's kick it off with just what we talked about off here, man, because I got nothing on it right now right in front of me. But it sounds like you know a little bit about what's going on. Mm-hmm. So Green Bay Packers, Randall Cobb.
Yeah. So Green Bay Packers re-signed Randall Cobb. I am guessing either he's not. Okay, there's two things that could happen. One, he couldn't play. It could just be like, hey, they want to bring him back so he can retire as a Green Bay Packer. Or he is going to play this year, which would be amazing. But it's also kind of, what's the word? It's kind of foreshadowing maybe on the season. Yeah. Anyway, Randall Cobb back in Green Bay, back in the green and gold. Huge news.
Randall Cobb, old or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's,
I was going to say, he's pretty old, right?
God, he's got to be 30. It's 30 years old. So as far as football players are concerned, he's getting up there. He's getting up there.
But, yeah, for the league standards.
Yeah,
anyway.
Exactly.
And then also, real quick, we talk about damn Aaron every day. Yeah. But
Aaron Rodgers.
He's back. He's doing it. And what's he think? How's he feel?
So, of course, Packer training camp, all training camps, I believe, kicked off across the NFL. So everyone's getting back in, getting in there, getting the pads on, starting to do some routes and passes and drills. Well, along with that, they all do media day stuff. Davante Adams has got on there. You got the guys going in, LaFleur getting in there. Well, Rodgers gets in front of the microphone for the first time, really, for an interview in months, which is so funny to me with all the speculation, everything. And Rodgers has literally said nothing. He has literally been quiet as a church mouse. Well, now he finally gets on there. And I'm not going to lie, man. He doesn't.
Drops a dime?
He doesn't really. He doesn't officially call out individual people. What it boiled down to was he just wants his teammates looked out for. He wants himself looked out for. And he wants the best for the franchise. Dude, reading the comments from the people. I was telling you how I bitched the other day because you had all these supposed quote-unquote Packer fans that are just ripping Rodgers a new one, talking about his attitude. Dude, the tone completely shifted after that press conference. Completely shifted. Yeah, because you actually heard it from the man himself, not from ESPN analysts or sources of guys who knows a guy who drive a truck who delivers papers on Rodgers Street. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like that. So, yeah, it's everyone's feeling pretty optimistic at this point. And Rodgers basically just kind of pointed fingers at the head office, saying there's been some questionable decisions made and things that have happened, and he just wants it corrected, and he wants to make sure that the team has their best foot forward. So I love it.
All right. Nice. All right. So Green Bay back on the map.
I think
Green Bay back on the map.
We'll see.
Here's the thing, though. And as just a broad football fan, this is my outside perspective. They need to just buckle down and get back to football now. Because this Young and the Restless stuff has to end.
Dude.
It's gotta end. Because you know what? It's gonna take away from your football. There's a point where you gotta be like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna put my pants on and we're gonna go play some football. And I know Aaron can do that.
You hit the nail on the head, especially being on the Packer side of this. The drama around this. And what kills me
it's kinda just sickening after a while. It's just like, all right.
You
this is still a sport.
You like, made a comment. You made a comment yesterday, which I think is just so pivotal to not just sports news, but news in general. You mentioned how ESPN or any kind of sports or shows, anything, when you're doing 24/7 sports coverage, you got a lot of time to fill. It's not like you're coming in 30 minutes going, here's the main highlights. No. You're going to start speculating and throwing stuff out there and just grabbing at straws. And then that's
you
how you,
you're doing it. You know, you got to have something to talk about every day. At least we admit it. They're like, we have nothing.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. You and I come on and we say, look, we're not prepared for this. So we're just going to figure it out. But yeah,
this is going to suck.
So you're absolutely right, Hunter. 100%. Hopefully now they can just get the pads on and play some football, man. That's what I'm hoping.
That's exactly what you should wish for right now is like, all right, let's wrap up the drama show. Yeah. And hey, let's get down to it. Let's play some football.
Save the drama for your mama. All right? There. Boom.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
You guys are going to be horrible this year. because of that.
You deserve to lose every game just because of that.
Anyway, there you go. So, back in action, Aaron Rodgers and apparently some of his old boys.
Old Super Bowl buddies. So, we'll see. Anyway.
You know, one more football story here, then we're going to wrap it up because, damn. It's 6:33. Patrick Mahomes just given more than 4 million reasons why it's a good idea to get your football cards autographed. Quarterback signed a 2017 Panini National Treasures card.
Did you say Panini National Treasures card?
That's what it says. A 2017 Panini National Treasures card. Recently sold at an auction for, it's funny, but it's not funny until you realize it sold for $4.3 million.
Wow.
Dude, he's still playing. He's not retired, guys. You know this, right? That's the most ever paid for a single football card. The fourth largest sale of sports card ever. Wow. Or of a sports card, I should say. Buyer was identified as a sports memorabilia shop in Ohio. Dude, it's his like fourth year in the league.
Dude, I am so upset because Kiki is a diehard Chiefs fan. I bought her a Mahomes football card, trading card, and it's got a little bit of game jersey in it. It wasn't like super cheap, but was it? Hopefully that gains in value. But I wish after his first season, the smart thing would have done is to go buy a bunch of his rookie cards.
Okay, I'm going to start sounding like you in the first year when you were ripping on Mahomes, and I was saying, hey, dude, watch this, dude. He's going to be good. I get it. He's good.
Yep.
But, dude, it's still early. It's still early in his career. Yep. Like, what if he never does anything ever again?
Yes.
And like, for instance, right now, that $4.3 million card, does that go down in value then?
It has to. It has to.
It's got to.
Hunter, you bring up something very, I know we've gone long in, but you brought up something very pivotal there too. Just like the Falcons losing that epic loss in the Super Bowl to Tom Brady, what have they done since then?
Nothing.
Nothing, right? I mean, just nosedive. They were killing everybody. So the Chiefs now come off of a bitter defeat to the Bucks. Maybe he doesn't find that. Maybe he gets the yips and he's no longer the quarterback that we know.
Patrick Mahomes that you know and love.
It could be.
It's because he was exposed and now you know you can beat him. And when you know you can beat somebody, it changes the game. It changes the mental game. Dude, this is going to be an interesting year for Mr. Mahomes.
Oh, for sure. For the Chiefs franchise in general. Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
We're going to see if, what is it, 500 million?
A lot of cheese. A lot of cheese.
He's a great QB.
Yeah.
But, like I said, once you're, I want to say he's exposed, but once you've been beaten and people know that they can beat you, things kind of shift a little bit. Things tend to change.
So was Matt Ryan. And what has he done since their loss?
He was on fire that year, dude.
Yep. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, there you go. That's your sports this
morning. I like it. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Ryan Hunter.
Hey.
Nailed it.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:26, Brock Hunter.
We'll get some hot water to soften up your hair.
All right, we got to keep things moving here. It is time for your sports. I'll let you do it this time. I won't run away with it like I did last time. So it's your sports.
I'm
going to
talk about Aaron Rodgers.
I'll let you shine. All right, it's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, stocking your coolers with other amazing Bud products. So whatever you're doing, you're at home, you're out camping, you're out fishing, you're golfing, don't matter. You're good. You're covered because of Bud Distributing.
Just stuffing coolers, man.
Stuffing coolers.
You get as many beers as you can in that cooler, and then you use a couple cubes of ice because that's all that's going to fit.
That's all you need. That's all you need. You're good. You're good. Mm-hmm. All right, what do you got?
Let's kick it off with football. There you go. Patrick Mahomes just given more than 4 million reasons why it's a good idea to get your football card signed and autographed. The quarterback signed a 2017 Panini. Sorry, jeez, I got the hiccups. Not good for sports. All right. He signed a 2017 Panini National Treasures card, which recently sold at an auction for $4.3 million, dude.
Just ass.
That's the most ever paid for a single football card. The fourth largest scale of a sports card ever. Buyer was identified as a sports memorabilia shop in Ohio. Dude, what? This is what's wild about this whole situation. 4.3. Is it his fourth year in the league, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
You never know. He could peter off.
Yep.
I'm going back to Brock the first year. So the first year Patrick Mahomes was a thing, his first year in the NFL, I kept telling Brock, I'm like, dude, hey, keep an eye on this guy. I know your wife's talking about him a lot because he's on her team, but, dude, he's going to be one of the best. And you were always like, bah, 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 yep. Bah.
Yep.
Now I'm almost on the other side. Like, all right, let's chill out just a little bit.
Yep. Yep.
It's his fourth year, and he's got it's the fourth largest scale sports card ever sold.
Yep.
That includes Babe Ruth. That includes Muhammad Ali. Yep. Dude, chill out just a little bit. Just a second.
As two out-of-shape middle-agers here on
radio guys,
yeah. It's hard for us to sit there and dog on an athlete. I think you all understand that. You know, I think you know where Hunter and I are coming from. But yes, at any point he could get injured. He could, Hunter said, peter off. I always go back. I mentioned this last hour. Matt Ryan of the Falcons, dude, they were killing everybody, crushing it. This is the new team. These guys are going to be killing it for years. They lost in that epic comeback of the Patriots in the Super Bowl, and they have done nothing. It has been an epic fail. That could happen. And then some guy either made the deal of the century and got this card on the cheap side, or he's going to lose his ass on this card.
It's got to be up. It's got to be high right now, right? $4.3 million.
That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
So what if he's not going to suck. Let's be honest. It's Patrick Mahomes. But what if by chance, because he lost in the Super Bowl, he lost his mojo like Austin Powers did.
Yeah.
So does that car go down?
Absolutely.
It goes down in value.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's say he never does anything of value really for the rest of his career, even if he has an average career. It's not going to be worth the same. Absolutely not.
It's craziness.
Yep.
It's absolutely craziness. All right, anyway, moving on, because obviously we're both jealous of that $4.3 million.
What's our rookie card worth, Hunter? What's our signed rookie card worth?
4.3 cents, and if that was...
Negative 4.3 cents.
All right, let's move on to basketball, man. Former president and diehard basketball fan, you know Barack Obama. You ever see that video of him shooting a ball?
Dude, guy's got a nice shot.
Dude. The best form of a president ever.
Oh, ever.
Is join NBA Africa as a strategic partner and a minority owner. It's pretty cool, man. NBA Africa is a branch of the NBA which oversees the league's business on the continent. Obama will play a role in the league's social responsibility efforts. He also uses a minority stake in the league to fund Obama Foundation youth and leadership programs across Africa. Pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
I just wanted to really talk about that, to bring up that video, though, of him making that three-point shot.
He's got a smooth shot, man. He's got a smooth shot. When you look at most of the politicians and then you see him take a shot, you're like, yeah, he could work over some guys on the court, man, for sure.
Yeah,
for
you know, if you know what video I'm talking about, he's coming to the corner, three-point corner, and he's got his church shoes on.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He doesn't even have basketball shoes on. He grabs the ball, looks at the camera, launches it. Dude, not I think it's nothing but net. I think he made
sinks it, dude. Nails it.
Sinks
nails
it. Looks at the camera and walks off and just kind of smiles. It's like, damn, that was our president, dude.
Dope, son.
Yeah. Yeah. And now you got Biden, who...
I think if he shot a ball, his shoulder would dislocate.
His arm would fall off. Anyway, there you go. It's short and simple sports report this morning. But
you got Obama, who's, you know, playing, you know, 3-on-3, shirts for skins. And then you got Biden.
Dude, reaching in the cookie jar, just making it rain.
Then you got Biden, who's doing low impact aquatic aerobics just so his bones don't. He's doing the senior class over at the Y.
Playing bingo.
All right. Anyway, you got anything else?
That's it. I mean, there's more, but hell with it.
Yeah, hell with it. Let's end on that note. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.